The Torah tells us about the mitzvah of tzitzis. The one who is wearing a four-cornered garment is obligated to put tzitzis on, put on the strings. And in fact, it's a dispute in the Gemara whether you're wearing a five-cornered garment, whether one is obligated to put on tzitzis. So we paskin, yes, but you only have to put on four corners, four out of the five. And so it's a biblical mitzvah we read, we say every day in Kriyat Shema, and as well it's at the end of Parsha Shlach as well. But besides the biblical mitzvah, the Midrashim give us some history behind the mitzvah. The Midrashim say because of different acts that our ancestors did, we were rewarded with the mitzvah of tzitzis. There seems to be an apparent contradiction in the Medrash. The Medrash tells us in one place, and it's the Gemara in Chulin by Avram Avinu, that when it's discussing, they were having the war between the four and five kings, and Avram helped out, so they wanted to give Avram from the booty of the war, which was common practice. He said, I'm not going to take anything. I don't want people to say, you made me rich, and not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, you know, for other people, he let them take, but he wasn't taking. So we see from here, and that in the merit of Avraham Avinu, it says, in fact, Michud v'Asruch now, from here the Gemara says, we learned out the mitzvah, because Avraham, we got the mitzvah of tzitzis, and as well we got the mitzvah of tefillin. And in fact, interesting to note, talis and tefillin, when is it usually worn? It's worn at Shacharis. The Gemara tells us in Brachas, what is the history behind tefillah? So it says it comes from the Avos, one opinion. Avram instituted Shacharis, Yitzchak Mincha, and Yaakov Ma'ariv. So it's very fitting that Avram who instituted Shacharis and his schus, we got the mitzvah, so therefore he got rewarded by the Minhag Yisrael to wear talis and tefillin at Shacharis. So that's one measure saying, giving credit to Avram Avinu for talis and tefillin. On the other hand, there's another famous medrash which says that Noach, after the Mabul, when he went to the vineyard to plant, so he pointed out that he got drunk, he had too much, and then, so it says, his grandson Kenan was making fun of Noach, he was naked, and his kid Shem v'Yefes saw this, and they went from the back, and they took a simla, they took a garment, and they covered him up. And they did it in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kivudah V'Eim. So it says, in the merit of Shem's act, we got the mitzvah beggar, we got the mitzvah of tzitzis. Number one, it says, why, it says they both did it. So why... The Medrash said, why is this Vayikach? So why is the Vayikach Shem? Why does Shem get credit in the Medrash and not Shem V'Yefes? So, there's a... And secondly, which one? Is it from Avram Avinu? Or is it from Shem? So, the commentators explain, Rav Salavechik like saying over, that the beged we wear, there's two parts to the mitzvah of tzitzis. There's the beged we have, the actual garment, that was al shame. And the chute has tzitzis, which is meduric in the medrash, chut michutin, it comes from Avraham. What's this all about? So the Magen Avraham writes, he quotes an Arizal, some have a minug, that you wear the beged inside and the tzitzis outside. Why? So they say because Vayikach, it says Vayikach Shem, not Vayichu. Why does Shem get credit? Because it was Shem's idea. It's where Rav Salavechik puts etiquette versus ethics. What's the difference between etiquette versus ethics? Etiquette is if people are looking, if it's something, there's nothing wrong, it's not a moral issue. You act a certain way, society is norm, so there's a certain etiquette each society has. That's more of a public manner. But if you do the same thing, instead of eating with your fork and knife, you eat with your hands, whatever the case is, when you're by yourself, what's the difference? However, when it's an ethics issue, you do the right thing no matter what. You don't care if anyone's looking or not looking. So it's a shame. He was bothered by the fact that his father was being mavaza. It didn't bother Yefes. But once Yefes went, once Yefes saw shame doing it, so, wow, it doesn't look good. He cares about my brother, cares about my father, and not me, so he went ahead. So they did the same act, but Yefes did it because of etiquette, and shame did it because of ethics. So that's why the scar goes to shame, and the beged is something which is hidden, that you do the right thing, you do mitzvahs no matter what. If it's not if anyone's around Ladavin today, you do a mitzvah, you do it all the time. However, when it comes to Avraham Avinu, it has nothing to do with ethics versus etiquette. He was making a Kiddush Hashem. A Kiddush Hashem is done publicly. He's going to do the right thing anyway, but he didn't want to make a Chil Hashem. That's something which is a Chil Hashem you can have private, but it's mostly associated with public acts. So therefore, it says, Re'isem also, you shall see it, so some have a minute of wearing their tzitzis outside. So the beged goes outside, that's because of shame. And because it's hidden, the beggar goes inside because of shame, because it's hidden, and the sits is based on Avram, wear it outside because he did a public act of Kiddush Hashem. And Chacham Avadja writes, Api Kabbalah, even though the Magen Avraham quotes from the Arizal, but Chacham Avadja writes, Avadja Yosef, that when Api Kabbalah, you shouldn't wear your sits out. So he says, however, Hashem should forgive Achinu b'nei Ashkenaz who wear their tzitzis out. But that's the Yisod. So tzitzis is a biblical mitzvah we learn out from the Torah, but it has historical relevance based on Avraham and shame. Avraham, because of shame, we got the beged, ethics, mitzvahs, and we do it all the time, so even when no one's looking, so we put it under. And the minhag of wearing the tzitzis outside, Re'isim also, is based on Avraham, who made a public Kiddush Hashem.